Good evening and welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Thursday evening and we're here because we know the Holy Spirit has something to share with you out there and with us who are here. And the Holy Spirit is going to anoint Brother Freedom in just a few moments. We're so thankful for God's wonderful goodness. We're just trusting the Lord because He's our only hope. He's a wonderful hope. He's not a little hope. He's a big hope. He's a glorious hope. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We bless You. We thank You for Yourself. We thank You for Your wonderful Son, Jesus. And we thank You that You've sent us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to help us in these times. And we thank You for touching Brother Freedom and all the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just thank You that You're so wonderful. We thank You that You're so special. And we're thankful that You seem to take time to bless us in a mighty way. Lord, we thank You for all the many things that You've given us. We thank You for salvation. We thank You for Jesus, our wonderful Savior, that gave us life that we might have eternal life. Lord, we thank You for the wonderful promises You've given us. We thank You for Your wonderful Word. And Father, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit, for the Holy Ghost. I thank You of His hours here. And Lord, I give You praise. I give You honor. Lord, I thank You for the way of travel You've given me. I thank You for the food You provided for me. I thank You for helping me in a mighty way. I thank You for the part of my being that still works. I'm thankful that You give me a clear mind. I thank You that You've given me a heart of love. I thank You that You give me a mind of vision. I thank You for Your joy unspeakable, full of glory. And I thank You for all the times that I've been with You. What a wonderful legacy. It's been so wonderful. I'm so privileged to be able to share with mankind that I have walked with You as Enoch walked with You. Oh, glory to God. I felt Your closeness. I felt Your awareness. Like one time You told me, says, well, if I couldn't do that, I might as well stop. And I understand what it means now. Yes, if we can't do it, we need to stop. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared. Lord, I thank You for this wonderful day. I thank You that heaven is being enlarged this night. It's getting ready for occupancy. We thank You for those who are going to be there forever and ever and ever. We thank You for that wonderful time that the Lord's going to come down and take His bride home. What a wonderful marriage supper it's going to be. Lord, we thank You for that time. We thank You for the privilege of being able to know You as our Lord and Savior. And I thank You that You're real. I thank You for Your loving kindness, for that tender mercy. I thank You for Your Word. This powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. I thank You that You have strength. You have power. And I thank You for Your working Spirit that works mightily on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward You. We thank You for all the wonderful things that You've given us. I thank You for that very breath that we breathe. I thank You for all the wonderful healings You do our body constantly. Lord, I thank You that I don't know of any disease in my body, and I thank You because I have not any. I thank You for all the many wonderful healings that You bring my way into other people's way. I thank You that You're the all-seeing God of heaven. Father, I thank You that You're real. I thank You for Your faithfulness. I thank You that You're never wrong. I thank you that You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank You that You're coming back very soon. And Father, I just pray this night that You might speak to Your people in a mighty way. Father, just help me to be able to use me, that I might literally be lost in Thy presence. That You would totally speak in me and through me and over me. And Father, we lift up those this night that could not be here. We pray for those this night that are far out from you this night. We pray for the lost world. We pray for those that do not know you this night. We pray for the mechanical church. We pray for those that's in doctrines of men. We pray for all those. We pray that you might move upon them in a mighty way. But Father, we know your day is very short. Your day is at hand. But Father, we know in your precious word, in Revelations 3:22, it says, he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, that's not going on now. I know that you've shown me that over and over and over, and I know it. There's nothing going on. What we call spirit sensed. It's done through the working of men's. They got really good at it. And Father, they're really doing a good work in themselves. And I know that I'm going to say they've done a good work within themselves. I would not have been able to do what they've done. And these men and women have done a mighty work. But they forgot. They had to have the Holy Spirit. They forgot they had to have the input of God the Father, of God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, lest they become castaways. After they have preached the word, it will be of no effect. After they've done these great and mighty works, it will actually be a minus. It will not be prophetic by your Spirit. It will not have that input that only you can give. It will not have that power that only you can give. It would not have that anointing that only you can give. And Father, you wish your churches to be led totally by your Spirit. And it's the easiest way. You know, we don't need to know anything. We need to really relax and let you lead us. And that's really where the problem is. Men wants to know too much. And men needs to know nothing spiritually. They need to seek you. Pray, what we need to seek you for is for the endeavor of your Spirit within us, that we might be empowered with a supernatural quality from heaven, would help us in these days when we're coming against bad spirits, things of wrongness. And Father, you are the answer. But men has went in their own ways, their own direction. We know Israel is on the picture right now, and it's going to be the timepiece before us. And Father, we just pray that you'd move on your people that's ready for those who, through this ministry that you started with us, we pray that you'll speak the hearts of your people in a mighty way. We pray that not one will be lost, that not one will miss that great and most special day. Lord, I pray for a mighty anointing on this word tonight. I pray that you'd send forth a mighty unction of the Holy Ghost. Lord, that you'd move mightily. By your stripes we are healed. Jesus, we thank you for your healing qualities. It comes through those precious stripes you put on your back. Those 39 straps upon your back that was healed. That by your stripes we are healed. And you've given the church much power. And the church has used those healing qualities. But yet it has not went far enough. We needed the Holy Ghost with it. We needed power. We need fire. We need the anointing. We need the drive of the Spirit of God. We need to be alive. We need to be a dead unto the things of this world and alive unto you this night. And Father, we just pray that you speak in a mighty way. We lift a place for you right now to come down. And Father, I just give you praise. I pray, give you glory. I come to your adoration, I'm loving you and thanking you for your goodness. And I pray that you'd keep my voice in a well-dressed way that people can understand. I pray that my speech will not be too loud. I pray it will be just right for you this night. And I pray that you put anointing upon me as you speak through me, that it will be as such from heaven. And Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. And Father, I give myself totally to you this night. Father, even greater than I ever have. Lord, I give you all. I say, where is my church tonight? Said the Spirit of God. I say, where is my people? Where is those that should be so close at this last hour? I say, I know where they're at. I say, they're off doing their own thing. But I say my church needs to know nothing. My church don't need to know nothing, only to know me. They need to study my word. Yes, they need that, but they need to walk in my spirit. And when you walk in my spirit, you don't have to know all the answers that you have to in walking in your flesh. You don't have the arguments that many people, the churches seem to have. Arguments, having discussions, have these things that divide, that set asunder the things that should be without question. My people didn't realize that I'm able to conduct business in my churches with my anointing, with my power, that my will would be done, and I will move mightily. I say this land has forsaken my spirit. I say they've went after many things. They went after the admiration, the admiring of men. And I say, my men, my women, they love the attention of those who have their followings. They love that because they're in a place of great admiration. They're in a great place of great following what they wish to hear. They're following in the direction of man. But I say, my church is far from me this night. My church is far from my spirit. My people have lost their first love. And my people have lost that love, that power, that wanting to submit to my spirit. They're walking in careless times. I say, perilous times is here, says the Spirit of God. I say there's a time of my people should be soul searching. They should be searching for a remedy to escape what's coming to pass upon this earth. But I say, my people don't even flip those things. But I say, I'm going to address to you this night, my people. There is things that's going to happen to this nation, this land that thou livest in, and all over the world that you've never seen before. There's going to be rivers that are going to dry up and the fish will die. And it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. I say in that wonderful book in Genesis, it speaks about that all that had breath upon earth would lose that breath upon earth. All the animals would die. All these things would stop to be. Those who were not had taken on God's righteousness. For I'm seeing a people that don't even know their God. I see a people that's very willful, without direction, without hope. And I say they go in millions to hear of these faith healers, for those who will give them a supernatural faith or healings, all these great things, which is wonderful, because it's by my spirit. But I said it goes deeper than that, said the Spirit of God. I want to minister through my churches. And my churches do not want this. They do not know this. And good that they're going in their own direction. And I say thou can find all the different denominations in the city thou livest in, and thou shalt see very many, many, many different philosophies, many thoughts, many faiths, many things that bring them different directions. But I wish to speak to my church in the same spirit, and my people would all heard, they would get the same message. They would get what the Spirit said, but they have not wanted this. They all want to be individually different. And with that, they have went their various ways, as it was the Tower of Babel. And I say my churches have done that same way. They're going to build a way to heaven for them and do not have to stop the Tower of Babel. And I say men's philosophies will bring them down. It will not have enough power to take them out. And when I come very shortly, they will understand that they will see my hand is very powerful. And they're very lax, they're very anemic, they're gonna have little power, no power. And they're gonna be lacking that day, and they're gonna be wondering what's gonna take place. But I say, now is the day that you choose. Now is a day to seek me. Now is a day to pray that I would bless thee, that I would still have time to minister to you. I would time to have to repent, to do the things that I, the Lord God would do through my people. My people are not there today. My people are not repenting. They're not seeking me. They're in their own flesh. They're in their own thing. And they have different philosophies. They have different thinkings. And they see things differently. Each one of them thinks very differently. They cannot get along with themselves. Doesn't that sound teach you something? They cannot even get along with themselves, says the Spirit of God. They're in a way of aggressiveness, a way of judgmental. They're a way in their own prophecies, in their own settled discussions. And they have the answers. But I say, man cannot have an answer to make it to heaven. Man must be subject to my Spirit to make it to heaven. Read that, my people. Thou must understand this. Thou needest to come down to not knowing. Know my Spirit, and I will bless you. Yes, you'll read my word. You'll pray without ceasing. You'll do these wonderful things, but you still won't know. The bottom line is, my people, you will not know. This man that I'm using now, he doesn't know a thing more than you know. So you're all even. And that's what's good about it, says the Spirit of God. It makes man not at odds with one another. You're one to another. You're brothers and sisters walking in my Spirit. Do not fulfill the lust of flesh. But I say, my churches, I see their arguments. I see them, their warring they do one to another. It's all as a work. They have to do great monuments. And I say those monuments will not take them to heaven. They are building a landmark for a wrong place. Thou must destroy all of thy idols. And I say, that is an idol, says the Spirit of God. I say, the churches have idols. The churches have idols, says the Spirit of God. They are, the church is an idol. And they've forgotten, you've forgotten that I am your own Savior. I am the one that can help you. I am the one that can contain you, to uplift you, to encourage you. I say, this man is speaking tonight. He cannot do this without me. I am speaking through him. And I said, that's what I wish for all my people in life, that I will just use you, and you give yourself to me, and I will bless you. Did not my words, my son, say, if you'll lose your life for me, you're going to find it? If you gain your life, you're going to lose it? It's that way, says the Spirit of God. If you want to lose your life for me, and you'll find it. Lose your life not to be a spot on earth. Many people are wanting to be in these islands of knowledge. They want to be these great idols of great interpretations, of great prophecies. And I say, I cannot use them. They need to dissolve that idol worship that separates them from the love of God. I cannot now say it, though man or woman, I separates you from the Lord their God. I want no idols in my people's hearts. My people have strayed far from me. They've used my word very cunningly. And I say, you went in the prayer meetings. I said, they cannot even pray. They cannot, because they've got so off on many subjects, they cannot even pray. They cannot, they've lost the first love. And many of these have started well, but they've lost the strength. They've lost the power. They've lost the anointing. But I say, I'm going to stop on this, says the Spirit of God. But I say, I'm also going to talk about this land where thou livest. I say, the insurance companies, very shortly, because I say there's going to be rain where there's been much water. And there'll be more rain. And there'll be much more water. I say the dams will burst. And they'll have too much water. And I say the places that are dry, they'll remain dry. And they're going to do without water. They will have no water. They'll lose. And I say this land that's been so plentiful, I say, very shortly, you're not going to have enough to eat. You're not going to have enough of what it takes. I say, it's winding down real fast. I say, the insurance companies will not be able to pay off the dividends that they're going to owe. It will break them. Because there's going to be tidal waves. There's going to be very things that's happening very shortly. It's going to touch the borders of your nations. It's going to touch the whole world. I said, didn't my word declare that a third of the earth shall have troubles even before that great and mighty day? And I say, O Babylon, O people, thou art about that time, says the Spirit of God. I say, you've given out to the world. You've given out the problems of the world. You've given out terrible movies all over the world that set men's hearts in hell. You've given great sentences of death to the movie industry. Has brought wickedness to the land. I say, even the not-Christian people know this, that they cannot let their people watch those filthy movies that come from this land. Those filthy movies will take them down, their young men down to devil's hell, and they can't have that. I say, the Mohammed, the other ones, these not-Christian nations, they know this. You've given out liquor to all parts of the world, and the people have gotten dying of what you've given forth. And I say, you've given out a lot of things. And I say, also, you've given out that many places in the world have calling their Christians, their leadership, to come to your land to be educated. And I'll say, you cannot even educate them because you don't know what it is to educate them. You're all a mechanical church. And I say, you're all going to go down in the drain unless you have time to pray, seek me, and you shall surely find me. For I say, what this man saying is by the heavens above, and my anointing upon him, and I'm going to bless you this night. To those who accept this word and come lean upon him, you'll be saved. But those who do not take heed are going to lose out. And that's why I gave this man that date between the 28th and the 30th of September. Because I'm speaking to my people this night. They need to get right. My people need to get on fire. My people need to change their philosophies because their philosophies stink, saith the Spirit of God. You've laughed at this man. You spit at him, some of you. But I say he's been my servant. And he's just an old man. He's made lots of mistakes. But I have used him, and my spirit's rested upon him. And I say, those that come this way, you'll be saved. But those of you that go another various way, thinking you know, I say, your days will be shortened, and you'll be without remedy. You'll be without remedy. You'll find no help. I say, these mountains around about thee are going to soon, the tops will blow off. I say, there's great things, troublesome times that you've never, and I say this America is full of gas lines. And I say, does not teach anyway, if you know if those gas lines all explode at the same time, what an explosion it's going to be. It's going to be troublesome time. My people need to wake up. My people need to realize that this Jesus, my son, is coming back. And my hour, my Holy Ghost, his time is being used up. And the man that I've called this night, his time is growing short. My people need to wake up. My people need to be about the Master's business. I say, this night is my anointing, says the Spirit of God. And if thou will heed, thou shalt live. If thou dost not heed, thou wilt die, says the Spirit of God. So God's just spoken. He didn't tell all of it even then, but he told you enough. It's been so heavy for me, I've had a hard time making it here lately. I want you to know that I love you, and God loves you very much. And I'm not trying to point a finger at nobody. The Lord just said that I've made many mistakes, which I have. And I've been a man of troubles. But I know my God. I know He's coming back. I know He's coming for those that love Him. And you need to prepare. You need to. Your whole being needs to be involved around Him. He is the reason. He's coming. What you got is going to be consumed. This home, everything, we're going to lose it. Because God's coming back very shortly. He's coming. I knew that September was going to be very being used by God. But God spoke tonight in a very powerful way. I don't believe He's ever spoke like this before. So it behooves each one of you to hear this. And I want my brother to get this out in the line as fast as he can. I want it to go out to all the byways, the highways. And I want you to just start taking heed. Because you think you're out there in the Spirit and you're not in the Spirit. You're listening to philosophies that's not by the Spirit. The Bible says that we cannot have foolish gesturing in your spirit, in your church service. How can you have foolish gesturing when the soul's going to go to eternal death? You should not be. You cannot have that quality within you. You've got to be alive in God, moving from the Spirit, that you have everlasting life. God's come to bless you, to make His face to shine upon you, to be gracious unto you in a mighty way. Lord, we thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus for this night. We thank You for these dear brothers and sisters here. I thank You for them. I thank You what they mean to me. I thank You for this day. I thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Father, for speaking. Thank You, Father. Lord, I thank You. I thank You. I thank You. I thank You for what You've done. I thank You that You've given me a spirit of You. I thank You that I thank You for all You've given to me. I thank You for the existence. I felt so lonely here lately, but I know that You've been very close. And Lord, I praise You. And Lord, for some reason, I see the man with great big glasses. But I think it means what I think You're meaning, that we haven't seen, even with great big glasses, what You have for us to see. It's beyond, I cannot tell you. It's so brilliant out there, it's so glorious, that you cannot imagine what our Lord, our God, has for us. He has a great surroundings of His glory, of His power, of the anointing of God. And He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes are over the righteous. And you can be righteous with God. And you don't have to feel like you're any better than anybody else did. But it's just, you just claim the truth. The truth will set you free. You're not being a big shot. Just claim what you are. And God will bless you. Father, this night, if there's those out there in this world today that need You as a Lord and Savior, I pray that they might confess their sins to You. I'm going to say some words here, and if you want to say them, Lord, I come to You with my heart.
Lord, I come to You with my heart.
I come to You because I want to have Jesus.
I come to You because I want to have Jesus.
I want to have His fullness.
I want to have His fullness.
And His Word declares.
And His Word declares.
He says, I will build my church.
He says, I will build my church.
And the gates of hell.
And the gates of hell.
Shall not come against it.
Shall not come against it.
He that believeth on Me, the works that I do.
He that believeth on Me, the works that I do.
Shall he do also.
Shall he do also.
And greater works shall he do.
And greater works shall he do.
Because I go to the Father.
Because I go to the Father.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in My name.
And whatsoever ye shall ask in My name.
That will I do.
That will I do.
That the Father might be glorified in the Son.
That the Father might be glorified in the Son.
God has given us His Spirit.
God has given us His Spirit.
And we need to realize where His Spirit is, there is liberty. We need the baptism of God's Holy Spirit. We need to seek God for an encounter with the early church was empowered with God's Spirit. And God wants to empower us this last hour. He wants to make your life real. And He wants you to pray. When you pray, pray until the unction, an unknown language comes out of you. And it'll save you from that day. You'll feel so wonderful. You'll feel so blessed. If we got a year, you're going to be blessed. If we have a day, you're going to feel so blessed. But we need to keep that constant aroma from heaven. We need to be charged by His Spirit. So if you want this night, I'm going to extend a little more words now. Lord, I come to You this night.
Lord, I come to You this night.
If You wish to fill me.
If You wish to fill me.
I accept You.
I accept You.
I accept the Holy Ghost.
I accept the Holy Ghost.
And I want all You have for me.
And I want all You have for me.
Baptize me.
Baptize me.
With Thy presence.
With Thy presence.
And I will live for Thee.
And I will live for Thee.
And I will look for You.
I will look for You.
And I will walk before You.
And I will walk before You.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Because I love You this night.
Because I love You tonight.
Help me to be a vessel of praise.
Help me to be a vessel of praise.
And I thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus.
And I thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus.
God bless all of you out there. Sleep it this night. God wants to bless you. He wants to uplift you. He wants to make His face to shine upon you. He wants to be gracious unto you. He wants His countenance to be upon you in a abiding way. Lord, we thank You. We praise You for this wonderful day. We thank You for Your Spirit. Where Your Spirit is, there is liberty. I feel that liberty here tonight. I feel that presence of God. And I thank You that You're real. I thank You You're faithful. And I thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we pray for Janine tonight. I pray You want to give her a new name. either Esther or Elizabeth. She needs a new name from you, and you want to do a new work with her. And I believe that you're going to do signs and wonders. You're going to help her. And many other out there tonight, if you need to have a supernatural change, you need to seek God this night. You need to call upon Him. God wants to bless you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants you to have a Holy Ghost hour and have you full of power that you'll no longer walk in the way of normal men. Thou'll be led clearly by the Spirit of God. God bless you, wonderful people. God bless you. God make His face shine at you and be merciful to you in a mighty way. We thank you and we praise you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen. Amen.